For the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Casey Murray. The Columbia City Council voted unanimously on Monday night to allow restaurant owners to convert city parking spaces into outdoor seating, according to reporting by the Columbia Missourian. The vote comes in response to capacity restrictions in the city that have been in place due to the pandemic. The extra outdoor seating option is intended to allow restaurants to seat more customers. Those interested will need to submit a permit application, and the permit will be valid for 90 days. Each restaurant will be limited to using two parking spaces for dining. They will also be required to pay $10 per day for the spaces and have at least $1 million in liability insurance. Anyone opposed to the permits will be allowed to submit comments to the city manager's office. Missouri's GOP-led House has passed a bill that would allow guns in churches and on public transportation. The House voted Monday to send the proposal to the Republican-led Senate. Currently, people need permission to bring firearms into places of religious worship. The bill would allow people with concealed carry permits to bring guns into churches, synagogues, and mosques, regardless. Another provision in the bill would ensure that gun stores are considered essential businesses. That means the state and cities couldn't order them to be closed during emergencies such as the coronavirus pandemic. Legislators are debating a bill that would ban a New York Times project about slavery in schools. Chance Sticklin has more.
Prohibiting the 1619 Project from public school curriculum in Missouri was debated among House lawmakers on Monday. The 1619 Project by the New York Times aims to reframe the country's history by placing the consequences of slavery and the contributions of Black Americans at the center of United States historical roots. Five other states have proposed similar legislation. Supporters of the bill argue the articles do not accurately portray the country's history. However, Democrat Emily Weber, who opposes the bill, argues students have an opportunity to learn the life experiences that these individuals lived through.
This is a teaching that is learned from the life experiences from people who lived this. And it's the pain and suffering that they felt for years. So to me, this is part of also history. History does have some dark days, and this is part of it too.
For the Missouri News Network, I'm Chance Sticklin.
Tashara Jones has called systemic racism the biggest obstacle to progress in St. Louis, and the city's new mayor used her inauguration speech on Tuesday to pledge to fight back against all types of discrimination. Jones, a Democrat, is St. Louis's third Black mayor, but the first Black woman to lead the city. Jones noted that she'll walk into an office her ancestors couldn't have imagined she would occupy. I'm Casey Murray, KBIA News, Columbia.